I'm Jason Ward, and this is Inside the Science. The article, What Doctors Want, published in World Press 2013. Physical therapists often make it a habit to update a patient's doctor on their progress, or they receive a request by the referring doctor for a report. Physicians sometimes have the belief that physical therapists overly request permission for more visits, and physical therapists hold the opinion that doctors are uninterested and don't appreciate or even read their progress note. This paper reported findings of questions and answers from 62 of 109 doctors approached, including orthopedists, general practitioners, surgeons, neurologists, pain specialists, gynecologists, and rheumatologists. Discussions on why some doctors don't ask for reports, whether they read the report they do get, what was done in therapy, and others were asked. Results. In terms of what doctors want in a report, some responses included: if you ask for a subsequent prescription, provide a good reason why that makes sense. Which self-treatment exercises did you prescribe? Define a goal and tell me whether it's achievable. Did you achieve the treatment goal? If not, why? Be precise. Please don't write range of motion improved or it feels better. Other keys included: keep it short, 5 to 10 sentences. What interventions, what self-treatments, compliance, and reasons for requesting further prescription if requested. So, Georg, is that a fair representation of your paper in 2013?
Yeah, that is a great summary, actually. Sounds quite cool. That was good. It was good.
Yeah, okay.
That's hit the point. That hits the point, yes.
Sure. Yeah, Georg, thanks for joining us on Inside the Science and helping us take a little deeper look inside this paper.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Georg, we all have had this discussion oftentimes amongst our peers of whether we send reports, what we include in reports. We have opinions, some of us, as to whether doctors read those, and if they do, what are they looking for? What prompted you guys to look at and interview some of your referring physicians and others who were just in your general area?
And actually, we had the same assumption as you just mentioned about maybe doctors don't read this stuff at all. But actually, all of this was on the main initiative here. The main starting point was an article which was published by a German orthopedic doctor in a journal for orthopedic doctors and surgeons. He followed up on 260 prescriptions and he just checked back if the physical therapists, the treating physical therapists, if they actually provided a report to the doctor, because he asked for reports in all 260 cases. And he found that in less than 20%, they actually gave the report. Mm-hmm. And then he looked at the reports and he found that 100% of them were asking for more treatment sessions. Mm-hmm. So when I commented on this article, I wrote a letter to the editor and it was published. And I started some discussion with the author. And after that, I thought, okay, so we now know there are issues with reports writing, with physical therapist reports, but why is that the case? And so I assumed that we don't know what to write, and maybe we don't know what the doctors want to read. So I decided to ask the doctors. That was kind of a summary of my motivation at that time.
Yeah, it makes good sense. Georg, we have our ideas as to what they want, but let's just dive right into this paper and let's understand from what you remember. I know it's been a few years ago since you wrote this and then took the survey and all, but yes. Can you tell us a bit of what specifically they want out of reports?
Yeah, so the main message was keep it short and don't overload me with too many information. But what we also got out of the survey was that they are not that much interested in our assessment findings or in our physical therapy diagnosis or our evaluation. Because I had some personal communication with some of the doctors afterwards, and they told me, so I wrote my diagnosis on the prescription. If you don't agree with my diagnosis, so give me a call or write me an email or whatever. But I'm not that much interested in your findings. I'm more interested in the therapy you have provided and And we were actually surprised, and they are highly interested in the compliance of the patients. So how compliant were the patients? So these were the main findings. Keep it short. Tell me about the compliance and what have you done?
Got it. And what about, have you found that in those discussions, or maybe as you've thought about it since that time, one challenge that is commonly discussed is that we're all practicing providers for the patient in our own silos, separated from each other, which does, I guess, disjoin us and keep us from communicating as well. Is there an understanding by doctors and amongst therapists that that is in fact a lacking for the patient's best?
Sure, usually we don't speak a common language, uh-huh. Neither we therapists or clinicians nor the doctors. So we have issues to communicate with each other. Let's say one McKenzie clinician and a manual therapy clinician or a pain education guy. So we have already issues to communicate, but there are even more massive issues in communication with doctors because they don't understand our language. And what we found, and actually this is of a high interest now, what we found is even at that time, so that is almost 10 years ago when we did that research, that we don't have common outcome measures which we can use, because we found that doctors are not really interested in range of motion and specific muscle tests. But at that time, we didn't think too much about functional outcomes. So I think it would be great to have a kind of a common outcome measure, some patient-related outcomes which we could share with the doctors.
All right. And what about this deal or this situation with requesting more physical therapy visits by the doctor? Some deal with that quite commonly, where a doctor might write 2 times a week for 4 weeks. And so you have a total of 8 visits to utilize. And I guess there are some doctors that say, the vast majority are requesting, additional visits. What did you learn about that situation? And what are your thoughts otherwise?
Yes, actually, that was the embarrassing finding from the article I mentioned in the beginning. And I think at that time when we did the survey, this was a massive issue. Mm-hmm. It was a massive issue that just clinicians were asking for more prescriptions. It was just a request for more prescription. I think that has changed since then. So it's not that worse anymore. It may be different issues for that or different explanations for that, but it might not be such a big issue still. But I should do the survey again and ask doctors, how is the ratio now? So how many requests do you get for further prescriptions? Mm-hmm. But it has been a big issue at that time, for sure.
Okay. Georg, in your research on this topic, did you find other papers that address these questions? And if so, do you have any idea of where someone might want to go that wanted to read more on the topic?
Interestingly not. So we just got some numbers, some statistics from the health companies about how often do doctors ask for reports, which was quite low. The number was quite low. But we didn't find anything on the quality of reports or on the question what actually doctors prefer, mm-hmm. at least not at that time.
Sure. So, Georg, if you want to boil this paper down to the most important pieces to take away from it and how it should impact your clinical behavior, what do you take away and how have you changed since learning these things?
If doctors ask for reports, they really appreciate a good report, but it should be short and it should really concentrate on the patient-related outcomes. And what have you done? And how compliant was the patient? So what we changed since we did that survey, we made sure that with every patient the doctor asked, we really wrote a report and we did it properly. Mm-hmm. We stopped assuming that doctors are not reading the reports.
Excellent. Well, it's a very important paper for us to at least understand and know about and then consider, okay, how can I improve my communication with clinicians that are referring me patients or just others who are involved in the patient's care?
And I would actually suggest that or recommend that you just, with the doctors you have a good relationship with or just you got some referrals from them, you can just ask them or send them a little survey, just a few questions and ask, so what do you want to read? What are you interested in? So it could be more efficient what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's an excellent paper. Thank you for going to the effort to interview these clinicians and write it up so that we can all benefit from it and helping us take a little deeper look inside it.
Thank you, Jason.
That was a review and full discussion of the study, What Doctors Want, with Mr. Georg Soup. Don't forget to access and use the associated PDF and infographic with this study. Also, be sure to join in on more discussion on this and other studies on our private group for Inside the Science premium subscribers. For all subscribers, we'll be back shortly for more summaries and discussion inside the science.
All views, opinions, and comments are those of the host and his guest. Inside the Science is a product of the Mechanical Care Forum. It is not affiliated with any outside organization or entity. Any distribution, reproduction, recording, publishing, or publicly exhibiting any media files made available for playback is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of Jason Ward. Copyright 2020, Jason Ward PT, LLC. All rights reserved.